The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Good news today for the Roscommon woman, Tori Towey, who is going to be able to leave the United Arab Emirates and Dubai, where she had been detained, charged apparently with attempted suicide and consuming alcohol, and was told that she could not leave the country as a result of the charges. After an intervention by the Irish embassy, it was announced today by Taoiseach Simon Harris that she will be allowed to leave. But not everybody is so fortunate if they get into trouble in Dubai. Our next guest is a human rights lawyer and founder and chief executive of Detained International. And he spent 22 months in prison in Dubai between 2014 and 2016. David Hay, thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Tori Towey is fortunate, but I understand that there are many other people of different nationalities who have not been as fortunate.
Well, exactly. I mean, Tori is very fortunate, and it's very good news to hear that she'll hopefully soon be on her way home. And certainly massive credit to the Irish government and the politicians there that acted swiftly and decisively to help get her home. That's in distinct comparison to how the British government in the last decade and up to date have acted when nothing similar is ever done for the many, many Brits and even other European countries that are languishing unjustly in Dubai and the wider Emirates jails.
How does that happen? What do people do, perhaps inadvertently, because they're adhering to Irish, British or European norms, that it makes them be detained in Dubai?
I think that's, you kind of hit the nail on the head in a way. I mean, probably the best way to describe this is you've probably got, and this is expats and tourists alike, because of Dubai, it's obviously a very, very popular tourist destination. You've probably got about 90% of the people there breaking the laws about 90% of the time, because they do not realise that it is not the country that we see in the press and the media. We see influencers and celebrities and football players going there and partying at designer nightclubs on beaches, drinking alcohol. It is a country with very strict Muslim-based laws, where drinking is in the most part illegal, with exceptions in certain buildings, etc., where staying in a hotel room with someone who isn't your wife or husband is illegal. So many, many people are breaking the law. And you often see cases like Tories, you often see cases where people have been arrested for having a drink in a bar, or arrested for having a drink given them on an airline like Emirates. You have these ridiculous cases coming up again and again and again. You know, Tori isn't the first, and sadly she won't be the last. But like I said at the beginning of this, it's very, very encouraging to see how quickly the Irish government have acted in this. So all credit to them for that.
But doesn't Dubai market itself as a tourist destination where people expect to be able to two things, for example, drink alcohol and sunbathe?
Absolutely. And it's false advertising. And that is the problem. I think most people wouldn't think about going on a boozy holiday to Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia doesn't market itself as that type of place. Dubai does. And yet they have the same laws. And that's the problem. Dubai needs the Western, effectively dollar or euro or pound. It needs the tourists. It needs the expats. But the reality is their law is no different to the likes of Saudi and other more strict countries around it. And that's the problem. People go there unwittingly thinking it is the party capital of the Middle East. It is not.
It's one thing being detained in the country. It's something else entirely if you're imprisoned, as you were. And what sort of experience did you have, David?
I mean, mine, you know, I've talked about it. It's a decade ago now since I was detained there for 22 months, initially for a thing called breach of trust, and 9 months for using Twitter in a jail over there, of which I was acquitted. And, you know, it is, you know, by our own courts now, found to have been one of the most horrific places to be jailed. The human rights abuses in the jails are unimaginably bad. There is no real justice system there. The law is, as we've seen in this case, if you look at this case with Tori's case, it's fantastic news that she's got a home, but she technically, on the facts, did break their law. But with some media pressure and some political pressure, they've ignored their laws and they're letting her go. Now, that's obviously a positive in this case, but it also shows you how corrupt the system can be there. So there's no real justice system. There's no human rights. Abuse and torture and rape in jails is commonplace. You know, British court has found that I was tortured. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I spent the last 10 years helping other people. I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the case of Princess Latifah because of the involvement of Mary Robinson, and not in a positive way. You know, this is things that happen not just to the expats and tourists, but their own people, their own princesses, their own former queens. This is what happens to everyone.
But
there.
David,
it's a very dangerous place.
Maybe Western governments can do deals with the United Arab Emirates, as the Irish government seems to have done, to get Tori Towey out of the country. But what about the people who go there from places like the Philippines and India to work often in menial jobs?
Well, that's the thing, and that's something that I experienced when I was there. The jails are filled with innocent people from those countries who don't have the, you know, the ability to speak to the media, whose cases are not that interesting. You know, for instance, if they haven't paid their credit card bill through no fault of their own because they've lost their job, it's a jailable offence. So the jails are full of people, very, you know, young people that haven't paid their credit cards, that haven't been able to do this, and cannot get the attention that Tory luckily managed to get, that are still there, and the, you know, they will effectively rot in jail there. And it is a terrible place for things like that. It's good that obviously, you know, Tory's on her way home, and that she's managed to get herself out of that. But there's so many people, and not just other countries, so many British people there, so many European, even Irish people there, suffering injustices as we speak, and because their cases might not be in the news, or because they've tried to go through the news and that hasn't worked, or the politicians haven't done a very good job. There are many there as we speak right now.
Thank you very much, David Hay, international human rights lawyer, for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.